Mossier, I want to know exactly how many there are, now, Dollarhide yelled. Axel, Joe, you better have something set up. I've got several thermite cords on a trigger, Axel said, holding up a remote detonator in her hand. It'll flash fry anything that's too close when it goes off. But if there's too many of them spread out over too large a space, there's no way it will get all of them. I can't get an exact count on how many are coming, Mossier said. They're too small and there's too many. The scanners are having trouble separating them. There's at least 150, but the actual number is probably a hell of a lot more. Everyone, get in position, Dollarhide said. Remember that the choke points are the door and the two sets of stairs. Have knives and melee weapons ready, in case any of them get up the stairs and into our ranks. Ranged weapons will be useless trying to get one of those things off your fellow Marines. Marsden and Mingo started for a place on the firing line with all the other recon Marines, but Dollarhide waved them off. Not you two. Get back to those controls. If this ship has some kind of defense system we can use to help us, I want it up and running and on our side, and I want it done 5 minutes ago. Got it? Affirmative, Marsden and Mingo said at the same time. As much as Marsden wanted to be on the line doing his part to keep the invading swarm from making a meal of his teammates, he had to acknowledge that Dollarhide was right. Whatever these things were, however they got here, there had to be something inside the ship that they could use to defend against the crab swarm. Axel's thermite cords would be the most effective way to neutralize a large number of small enemies, but anything that got past that would likely just as easily be able to dodge the wild-firing bullets from their MH-56s. There had to be another way. Marsden and Mingo knelt down next to the controls again. "Please tell me your translation program has something it can give us," Marsden said. "It's still working. It's not so easy as just find what symbol means what word in our language, after all. There's also matters of context, syntactic structure, and other linguistic considerations." "Can you at least give me an estimate?" Marsden asked. Mingo looked at his PDM and shrugged. "If it continues at this rate, we'll maybe get the first portions of a translation in 3 to 4 minutes, but I have no way of telling you how complete that translation might be." Marsden swore and took a look at the controls. He had a knack for operating complicated equipment, but this was all so utterly alien that he wouldn't even know where to begin. He supposed he could try just touching things at random to see if anything responded to him, but he was just as likely to do something stupid like activate a ship-wide self-destruct as he was to turn on security measures that would help them. "Isn't there anything you can do to speed the translation up?" Marsden asked. "Maybe, but I can't be as certain that the translation would be correct." "They're almost here," Mossier said. Marsden turned to look through the door and down the hall where the crab swarm was supposed to appear, but it was too dark down that way for him to see anything. A soft, chittering noise slowly grew with each passing second. Along with the noise, there was a god-awful smell, something between rancid fish and burnt oil. "Do it," Marsden said to Mingo. "We don't have any choice but to take the chance." "Mossier, I'm marking the placement of my thermite cords on your scanner," Axel said as she quickly fiddled with her PDM. "You need to tell me approximately when the middle of the swarm is over the top of them." "Got it," Mossier said. "Everyone, you're going to need to turn your heads," Axel said. "Don't look directly down the hall when the thermite goes off, or it will temporarily blind you, and you won't be able to shoot for shit." The sound and smell grew louder. Marsden thought he could hear tiny screeches mixed in with the chittering noises. The sound was also echoing strangely, almost as if... A sudden thought occurred to him, a simple question that none of them had thought to ask Delta Team, that could nonetheless possibly change the entire course of the battle that was about to hit them any second now. Marsden quickly pinged Arizona's PDM again. "Arizona, when you found these things... You said some of them were attached to the wall before they came back to life and came at you?"
Yeah, why?
"Does that mean they could crawl on the walls as well as the floor?" Arizona's response was drowned out as the sound from the hall reached deafening levels. Marsden didn't need to hear the answer, though. He already knew.